Welcome to podcast number 136 of My Favorite Detective Stories. Today's date is September 7th, 2021, and I'm your host, John A. Hoda. Our guest today is Pauline Rosen. Pauline can often be found walking the coastal paths of England looking for a good place to put a body, so she says on her Amazon Central page. So far, she has managed to avoid arrest. Her multi-layered mystery crime novels and thrillers are set against the backdrop of ever-changing seas. 15 of them feature the heartbreaking, rugged, and flawed detective D.I. Andy Horton. Two, her thoughtful, reflective 1950s set Scotland Yard detective Inspector Rieger, and three, her action hero former Marine Commando Art Marvick, working as an undercover investigator for the UK Police National Intelligence Marine Squad, plus two standalone thrillers, In Cold Daylight and In for the Kill. Her crime novels have been hailed as outstanding, compelling, full of twists and turns, and gripping. This was a wonderful interview, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Andy Horton.
Andy Horton. Oh, my hunky detective. he's lovely. He's a bit of a character. He rides a Harley Davidson, and he lives on a small yacht in a marina in Portsmouth since his wife decided to throw him out. He's an unusual character. He was raised by his mother. He doesn't know who his father is, and he was raised by his mother until he was 10 years old. In a council flat in a tower block in inner city Portsmouth. And then one day, when he was 10, his mother disappears. She goes out to work as a nighttime croupier and she disappears and she doesn't come back. So Andy, from that moment onwards, has been raised in children's homes and foster homes. A very angry young man, but he's finally taken on by foster parents, one of whom is a police officer, and that changes his life. And really, the police force becomes his family. That's his sense of belonging. So it's become his family. And in book number one, Tide of Death, he's just back into Portsmouth CID after an 8-month suspension on a charge of gross misconduct, which he's innocent of course. And that's why his wife, Catherine, has thrown him out of the family home and won't let him see his young daughter. So Andy, in Tide of Death, he's got a point to prove that he's still a good copper. He's got to prove his innocence plus solve the crime. But then from book number three onwards, he learns something about the disappearance of his mother. So he's been told that she just ran off with another bloke. She didn't want a child in tow. But that apparently is not true. He learns something that throws that on its head. So from book number three onwards, I'm up to number 15 at the moment, and I've just finished writing number 16. He's on a quest to find the truth behind his mother's disappearance. And readers always say to me, you know, when will he know the truth? Will he find out? Well, he does in book number 15. So I say to readers, if you want to know what happens, read number 15 first and then go back to number one. But it might spoil it for them. But I was going to stop at book number 15 when he finds out the truth about his mother. But I've had quite a lot of emails from people saying, oh, please, you know, can you continue? Because will Andy find love? Will he settle down? Will this happen? So, and, you know, he's like your character, he grows on you. I couldn't leave him alone, really.
We'll reach you. And when are you available for discussions, if you are?
Well, they can reach me in a number of ways. I've obviously got a contact form on my website, which is Romark, romark.co.uk. They can get me on Twitter. They can get me on Twitter's better than Facebook for me replying to, Twitter, Facebook, or they can just simply put my name into the search engine and they'll certainly get all my websites and my blogs and everything there. So there's lots of ways they can reach me if they'd like to, yeah.
Yeah, I like your website quite a bit. It's very nice.
Oh, thank you.
You did a nice job with this. The color schemes are a little different, but they work.
You know, they really do. I can't tell you what that color green is, but it helps. It does. And it really sets off the white print. And people should go there just to see your website, romark.uk. I'm sorry, romark.co.uk.
That's correct. Definitely.